This is a demonstration of Coppercat's AQ Test Probe Skill Program. The purpose of this program is to assist the user in finding test probe locations on boards that have less than 100% test point coverage. To load the program, hit Ctrl-B on your keyboard, bringing up AppMan, the Application Manager menu. Select the program from the file list and click the Load Skill button. We could also load the program by going to the Coppercat menu button, scrolling down to AQ, and then selecting AQ Test Probe. From the program menu, we can query nets with test probes, without test probes, or both. We also have the option to skip or filter out dummy nets, single net pins, nets with property no test, nets in group no test. We could also filter out either logic or power nets. Once we've selected our options, simply click the Find button. From the viewer window, we have eight columns along the top. First is for net name, followed by number of test probes on top, number of test probes on bottom, total number of pins in the circuit, test point text, no test attribute, signal net pin attribute, and dummy pin attributes. To visit the individual nets, simply click on any individual line, or use the forward-backward pins to visit individual nets. Once we've selected a net, we could then query the pins within a net by saying next pin or previous pin. This will allow us to skip back and forth between individual pins on one particular net. We could also resort the columns by right mouse clicking on the column headings. If we resort for dummy nets, we can then produce a text report out or a CSV format report simply by clicking the Save As button. We can see a file message has been created, and this file will be created in your current working directory. If we view that report, we can see that report is created as per the sorting of the file list viewer. We also have an option within the menu for highlighting groups of nets. If we so wish, we could highlight groups by dummy net, signal net pins, property nets, group nets, logic nets, as well as power nets. By using this highlighting, we quickly determine pin locations by type and then assign test points then to them. One final report available is a generic report for test points on the board. Simply click the report button and it will generate a report as per your program option settings in a simplified format. This format lists the board name and date, options enabled, as well as total number of nets with test probes and without, and then a listing of each individual net and total number of test points on top and bottom. This ends the demonstration for Coppercat's AQ Test Probe Skill Program. For more information, please visit our website at www.coppercat.com.